From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In just 5 days, Israel has cleared Gaza of nearly all Jewish settlers. The process was at times traumatic. Scenes of violence last night from the settlement Kfar Darom disturbed many people in Israel. But separation from Gaza, the pullout of all the settlers and soon all the troops as well, is now a fact. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, Israelis are wondering what will happen next.
The siege of Kfar Darom last night, the battle for the roof of the settlement synagogue, is troubling Israelis. Many believe the resistors went too far in throwing sand and stones, paint thinner and oil, on the police who came to remove them. This morning, words like crazies, the fringe, extremists were used to describe them. Officials were angry that violence broke out. Speaking in Kfar Darom as the drama unfolded, Major General Dan Harel, head of the Israeli Army's Southern Command, said the opponents of the Gaza pullout had gone too far.
Dangerous for the state of Israel, the society in Israel, and using violence as they used is stepping way out of the line of the settlers' struggle, which they declared a struggle with no violence.
The Gaza pullout in all its drama and pathos has played out minute by minute, hour by hour, live on Israeli television. With the scenes of violence last night, some in Israel worry that the divisions over the country's future will grow deeper than they already are. But polls still show a majority of Israelis supporting the Gaza pullout. Uri Dromi of the Israel Democracy Project believes Israel's political institutions have the strength to weather the crisis.
I think it's a great day for the Israel democracy. I think that we are stronger than we thought. We're going to need this trust in our democracy and in our viability because more tests lying ahead, and they will be more difficult.
One of the tests that Israel will soon have to face is a choice on its future political leadership. Elections are expected to take place within the next year, and Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will certainly be challenged by opponents of the Gaza pullout from within his own party, the Likud. In fact, the pro-settler movement is planning to fight fiercely to defeat Sharon and replace him with a leader who will make sure Israel does not repeat unilateral separation from the West Bank, where the number of settlers is far greater. Yisrael Medad of the Shiloh settlement on the West Bank calls the Gaza pullout a national tragedy carried out undemocratically.
Every single prime minister, every single government since 1967 has pursued policies of one degree or another in favor of making sure that Jewish civilians can live in parts of the Jewish national home, even though Israel as a country has not extended full sovereignty to those areas. I think those people on the left are the ones who are in the minority. We're willing to go to elections and national referendum any time. That was one of the demands we made. And if we did lose, then the Gaza pullout would have been a different matter entirely.
But many Israelis, including now many senior officials in Sharon's government, are hoping that this unilateral pullout from Gaza will prompt the renewal of the peace process. As Israeli police were pulling protesters out of the synagogue at Neve Dakalim yesterday, Danny Seaman, the spokesman for the government, said he hoped a gesture would come from the Palestinian side in response to the eviction of the settlers.
We've uprooted them after 38 years in which people, their entire lives lived here. But the government, the prime minister, understood that this is what is necessary for the benefit of the state of Israel and perhaps to move the peace process forward in the Middle East. That's what we're hoping comes out of this. That's why this was very sensitive and very important, because we as a nation have to move forward this peace process together, unified.
One newspaper columnist worried this morning that the televised eviction of the settlers will eventually cause Israelis to shrink from similar actions on the West Bank. But Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University believes it's just as possible that, given the right circumstances, this will lead to further steps on Israel's part for peace.
If in 6 months from now, Israelis turn around and say, this was good, we have disengaged from a very hostile Palestinian population. Palestinians in Gaza have begun to take responsibility, they developed a government, there's not a lot of terrorism. The scenarios, the predictions of masses of rockets and missiles being fired out of Gaza and killing lots of Israelis didn't happen. We can do this again, and it's for our own good to do it again.
It's a plausible outcome, an optimistic one, but hardly the only one. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.